In February 1933, Hitler opened the Berlin International Car and Motorcycle Exhibition, announcing to the world his national motorization program. This included state support for road building and motorsport. Mercedes wasted no time pursuing this new source of money for a new Grand Prix car. They had always represented Germany in motor racing, so assumed they would get all the money for the new national racing car. However, there was a rival, Auto Union.
Auto Union came about when four German road car manufacturers, Audi, DKW, Horch, and Wanderer, joined forces. But it was obviously an attempt to get together and fight the power of Mercedes.
For 7 months, the hand-picked crews of technicians at Mercedes and Auto Union toiled and tested the very latest in lightweight materials, aerodynamic thinking, and supercharged engines. After developing their designs in time for the 1934 Grand Prix season, the first generation of Hitler's supercars had arrived. The Auto Union Type A, nicknamed the P-Wagen, P standing for Porsche, after its designer Dr. Ferdinand Porsche, was revolutionary with its mid-engine design. Now the norm in motor racing, but back in 1934, this was unheard of. Porsche's streamlined body was powered by a 4.4-litre supercharged V16 engine, producing 280 brake horsepower, comprising of 1,622 individual component parts. This was engineering on a whole new plane. The Mercedes-Benz W25 followed a more conventional route with a front-engine concept